Federal scientists and tribal fishermen have been preparing to take unprecedented action to help an ailing orca whale if they ever see her again. She's part of the Southern Residents J-Pod, which has not been spotted in U.S. or Canadian waters for several days. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The young orca known as J-50, also called Scarlet by some, is about 3.5 years old. Earlier this summer, federal scientists noted she isn't doing well. In drone images, she appears emaciated, and they're worried she may have an infection, which can be fatal. So they're intervening. The first step will be releasing live Chinook salmon in the water near her.
And we're not even sure that she will consume the prey at this point.
Terry Rolls is a veterinarian with NOAA Fisheries. She says this is not meant to fully meet J-50's nutritional needs.
But it could potentially be a mechanism by which we could provide medications or treatments that can't be delivered in any other manner.
Other delivery mechanisms they're preparing are injections using darts or a long pole to administer a long-lasting antibiotic. But there's serious concern that J-50 may have succumbed already in the days since she was last spotted in Canadian waters. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
Canada's authority said on a conference call Tuesday the permits for giving food or medicine to a wild orca are still pending there, but they hope to have them in place soon.